بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, one of the things that is critical in life, absolutely essential in life, is to recognize friend and foe, is to recognize and differentiate between an enemy and a friend. A person who cannot do that is a danger to himself and to others. Because if you cannot recognize what is harmful and what is beneficial, then you are more than likely to harm yourself instead of saving yourself from harm. So, absolutely critical to understand what is beneficial and what is harmful. Who is beneficial, who is harmful. Now, if you take the seerah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you see this this hallmark incident when he called out and he gave da'wah to his people. And he stood on Safa and he called out and said, Wa Subaha, which was like an emergency call. He called the people, he said, come here quickly. And when they came, he told them, stay away from idol worship. Do not worship anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you don't do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you. Now, here was an alarm call. Here was something which was being told to the people, not for the benefit of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but for the benefit of the people themselves. But what happened? What happened was that instantly, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was at that time Muhammad ibn Abdullah, as the people knew him, the favorite of the people of Makkah. He was the one they loved the most. He was the one they respected the most. He was the one who they gave the title of As-Sadiq ul-Amin. And they quoted him. They would talk about him and they would speak about him in terms of great praise and so on. But the moment he advised them to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his stock fell from hero to zero. His stock fell from the top of the scale, top of the chart, to right to the bottom. And he became the most hated person. He became the person who everyone had a problem with. He became a person who people would abuse, some of them openly, some of them behind his back. They ill-treated him, they tried to harm him, they did harm him in some ways, they tried to kill him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him. All of this happened. And all of this happened because of what? Because people are unable to distinguish between friend and foe. Because people are unable to distinguish between somebody who is a friend and somebody who is an enemy. People are unable to distinguish between the beneficial and the harmful. Now, you might say, well, you know, this is, how is this possible? I mean, how can you say that people cannot differentiate between friends and foes? I know who my friends are, and I know who my enemies are. My question is, do you really know that? Are you sure? Because in order to be able to differentiate between friend and enemy, friend and foe, you have to understand the difference between benefit and harm. If you understand, only if you understand the difference between benefit and harm, will you treat something which is harmful as harmful, because you see that this thing is harmful. It's not going to benefit me. On the other hand, if you see something which is harmful as beneficial, then you will embrace it and you will go near it, and that will harm you because that is the nature of the thing. If somebody looks at a fire which is burning and says, wow, how beautiful, and it really looks beautiful. I mean, take a slow-mo picture or even a movie of a campfire. It's one of the most beautiful scenes that you will ever photograph in your life. The play of light, the way the flames move, and the constantly changing shapes. It's artistry in motion. So go and since you love it now so much, go and kiss it and go and embrace it. You know what will happen. What therefore do you say about alcohol, for example? Right? Why do people drink alcohol? Do they drink alcohol because they think it is harmful? I want to harm myself. is the person who's opening the bottle of whiskey or brandy or whatever, he's saying, I am now going to harm myself. And then he drinks it. The one who's smoking marijuana, and don't worry about the fact that Canada and the United States and whoever has declared recreational use of marijuana as legal. What is legal and illegal in the eyes of the world is not necessarily harmful or beneficial. What is illegal and legal, especially in today's society, is simply something which makes money or doesn't make money. If it makes money, it's legal. If it doesn't make enough money, it's illegal. And that's how we have managed to legalize and make halal everything which Allah made haram. And Allah didn't make it haram for His benefit. He made it haram for our benefit, but we don't have the sense to understand that. So we don't see the harm in what we are embracing. So here is the guy smoking marijuana who thinks it's a great thing to do. He does not think it is harmful, does not think it is addictive. What do you say about the guy who smokes a cigarette? He does not see that as harmful. The statistics that over 1 million people die, over 7 million people die in India alone from tobacco consumption, gutkha, from cigarettes, bidis, and they die a miserable, horrible death, all forms of cancer of the throat, of the lungs, of the mouth. This does not convince the people who are smoking and who are consuming tobacco in one form or the other that this is harmful. The person opening the packet of cigarettes sees the warning of the Surgeon General on the cigarette packet. He does not read it. He is blind to that. He is opening the cigarette packet and he is buying cancer when cancer is free. He can get it for nothing, but he's paying for it. What do you say about the people who are benefiting from selling cancer sticks? They are bringing up their children on the income from other people's pain and suffering. They're bringing up, they're eating, their whole income, their wealth is the essence. Their wealth is the extraction of cancer. Let them go and see cancer hospitals and then thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, you gave me the ability to create so much of misery in this world. And when on the day of judgment, please reward me for creating so much of misery in this world. Go and look at that. Go and look at that. And then maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the tawfiq to make tawbah and get out of all of these haram activities. We introduced our children to clubs which are established for the consumption of alcohol, for gambling and so on and so forth. Go and see people whose houses and homes have been ruined because their children have turned alcoholic and say that I am one of those who facilitated that to happen. Make no mistake, my brothers and sisters, you don't like me, no problem. People didn't like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam either. I am very happy to be with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and be counted among those who was rejected by his own family, who was rejected by his own people, who was rejected by all those people who used to sing his praises until he said something which they did not like. Wallah, Allah is my witness that I will say what Allah likes. And I will say what is the truth as I understand it, and I will keep on warning you against something which is harmful. And if you do not like that, that is not my problem. No problem. Don't like it. But one day you will realize that when your eyes are open. I hope that is not before it is too late. So seriously, ask yourself this question. Even animals guide their young to that which is beneficial. What is it that we are doing? So as I was saying in the seerah, this is what happened. People are incapable of differentiating between what is beneficial and what is harmful. And that's why when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with the most beneficial of advices, which is to worship no one other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawheed, people hated him, people tried to harm him, people disliked him. Until he said this, they were perfectly happy. The moment he told them, look, what you are doing is harmful to you. He was not the one who was idol worshipping. He was not the one who was worshipping idols. He was telling them, you are worshipping idols, do not do that. They became his enemies. Ask yourself today, what do you do? As long as somebody is singing your tune, as long as somebody, or not singing your tune, but not saying, not criticizing or not warning you against that which you are doing, and you know it is harmful, you know it will destroy you, as long as the other person is not pointing a finger at you, is not criticizing you for that which you should have stopped yourself, that person is the best person in the world. You will praise them, you will do all kinds of things. But when they tell you, when they warn you, you are falling into the fire, stay away from the fire, that person becomes the most hated person in your mind. You don't want to see them. You don't want to visit them. You will start bad talking them. When that happens to me, I say, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened another door from which He is giving me free good deeds. But believe me, I don't need your good deeds. Alhamdulillah, my Rabb's mercy and forgiveness is sufficient for me. Keep your good deeds to yourself and make sure that you stay away from things which are harmful. Stay away from things which have no benefit. For this, I ask you to do one simple thing. Sit down today, do not go to sleep until you do this. Sit down today and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of the number of critical situations. I'm not talking about every single thing that we need to thank Allah for. That is something which is innumerable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا أَتُحْصُوحَا. Allah said, if you want to count the ni'mat and blessings of Allah, you will not be successful. You will not be able to count them. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about individual issues, crisis in your life, things where you had problems with your health or problems with some legal matter or problem with some business matter or problem with your children or problem with some accident or problem with something. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helped you in that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed your problem into something which was not a problem. He solved the problem for you. You made a lot of dua. At that time, you were groveling before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You were praying. You were in sujood. You went to every so-called holy man or woman and you said, please make dua for me. Please make dua for me. You should have gone to the members of your clubs to ask them to make dua for you. Huh? Have some shame. You think about all these incidents where you were in trouble, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved you. And then ask yourself, is this your way of thanking Allah, that you continue to disobey Him, that you continue to challenge Him, that you continue to rebel against Him by doing things which Allah has made haram? My brothers and sisters, you might tell me, well, you know, I want to leave, but so-and-so is forcing me, so-and-so is putting pressure on me. Please, stop acting dumb. You know the answer to that question. Is that so-and-so going to come into your qabr? Is that so-and-so going to come into your grave? And also tell me, who is the one who invites towards disobedience of Allah? Shaitan, Iblis. And who is the one who does that, who is not Shaitan, Iblis in terms of his identity? The agents of Shaitan and Iblis. Whoever those people are, anyone who is inviting you towards the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an agent of Shaitan. He is an employee of Shaitan. He is an agent of Iblis. You want to follow him? Follow him. You will go where he goes and he will go where Iblis goes. If that is what you want to do, that is your choice. But if that is not what you want to do, forget them, ignore them. They will not come into your cupboard. What pressure are you talking about? Is he holding a gun to your head? Is she holding a gun to your head? Are you in shackles? Are you in jail? Are you in prison? Are you in a dungeon? You are lying to yourself. You are lying to yourself. Go and stand in front of the mirror and say, I am a liar. Say that because that's the fact. Otherwise, forget them. Go and do what you know is right. Get out of every disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu starting now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you from yourself. And may Allah protect us all from ourselves. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.